This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Jim Johnson. A ruling from the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals has pushed back the state's next seven execution dates. KGOU's Hannah France reports.
Attorney General Gentner Drummond's request to increase the time between the next seven scheduled executions to allow Department of Corrections personnel more time to prepare and train has been granted by the Oklahoma Court of Criminal Appeals. The next execution in the state, that of Richard Glossop, is now scheduled for May 18th. The other six death row inmates included in Drummond's request are now scheduled to be executed at a rate of one every other month, with a break in December and January ending in June 2024. However, the last three death row inmates scheduled to be executed in the last 3 months of this year are still scheduled to be executed at a rate of one every month. I'm Hannah France.
The Oklahoma Turnpike Authority has hit another snag in its Access Turnpike project. As State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, a federal decision is forcing the OTA to go back to the drawing board for the South Extension part of its project.
The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation responded to the OTA's application to cross two sections of federal property for the Access Project's South Extension, and it's a no-go. The South Extension was supposed to go along the west side of Lake Thunderbird near Norman, which raised concerns about impacting an already impaired watershed, polluting the area's main source of drinking water, and displacing wildlife, whose access to the lake may be blocked by the turnpike. According to the Bureau's website, the land is intended to supply water for the surrounding cities and provide flood protection and recreation. Because a turnpike is not among the land's intended purposes, the Bureau denied the application. A statement from the OTA says the planned route was the least impactful to homes, businesses, and the environment, as well as the most beneficial for traffic growth. It'll now have to design a new route, but because the South Extension is the last project on the access list, it has nearly 15 years to lock that down. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Only two rivers in Oklahoma have flowed freely and remained undammed since statehood, and proposed legislation aims to keep them that way. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler has more.
Although over 78,000 miles of rivers flow through Oklahoma, none of them are federally recognized and protected under the U.S. Wild and Scenic Rivers Act. And state protections for pristine rivers lost their teeth in 2016, when the Oklahoma legislature transferred regulatory oversight to the Grand River Dam Authority, which generates its funding by selling water and hydroelectric power. Republican Senator David Bullard from Duncan has filed Senate Bill 14, which would introduce the Charlotte Hearn Heritage River Act. Named for a southeastern Oklahoma water advocate, the bill would designate and protect the state's heritage rivers, which it defines as any river that's been flowing free and undammed since Oklahoma attained statehood in 1907. Only two rivers in the state still meet this criteria, the Blue and the Glover, both in southeastern Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
And the Canadian company Bri-Steel Manufacturing plans to add jobs in Oklahoma after acquiring the former Jeffco facility in Enid. The company makes large-diameter seamless steel pipe, and in a news release, Bri-Steel says it has completed initial plans for layout of the plant and has begun procuring manufacturing equipment. The company said it will employ between 50 and 100 people once it reaches full production. Hiring should begin in the third quarter of this year, with production beginning sometime after October. Find out more about this public media service online at kgou.org. And follow us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at KGOU News.